A cliff is approaching, and I can't get out of the car. The drivers change often. Sometimes they veer left, and sometimes they veer right, but the cliff keeps coming. There's little time left to prepare for the fall over the cliff, and no one knows for sure what the landing will be like. I have no excuse for not preparing for the fall, and I refuse to perish. Projecting my influence into the future, I am growing branches on the cliff and making my own parachute to soften the landing. If I don't, I will get crushed. This is episode 125 of todolisthome.com, America's Debt Problem and My Reaction. I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and I'm keeping track of things to do for a better life. This website documents the lifestyle approach I am taking to avoid as best as possible the consequences of a broken economic system. If nothing goes wrong, then at least I have learned new skills to add value to my current living arrangement. Either way, I have no excuse for not being prepared for the future. America has the world's largest economy. It possesses the world's reserve currency, and it has 700 military installations in over 100 countries. America also possesses the world's largest national debt. It is $16 trillion, and it grows exponentially by the second. This is not a mortgage, as some would have you believe, because the payment on the interest of the national debt grows exponentially, and the principal never gets paid. The interest must always be paid, and someday, soon, it will exceed all national expenditures. I'm reacting to America's debt problem as if it were my own personal problem. It's big, it's bad, and it's painful. I can't escape it. I can only mitigate how the fallout of too much national debt will affect my family and I. Because of the national debt, I pay higher taxes and higher interest rates. Because of the national debt, I have fewer job prospects. And because of the national debt, I suffer an erosion of life savings, security, and health care. There are only three ways out of this mess. Balance the budget with enough savings to start paying down the debt, default on the government debt, or inflate the money supply to pay the national debt with cheaper dollars. The steps I am taking to prepare for the future unfolding in front of me include learning to garden the hugelkultur way. Hugelkultur leads to more productive crops. Just look at these plants. Not keeping all of my assets as electrons stored on a bank server is one of the ways I'm keeping safe. For example, I just refinanced my home loan at an incredibly low interest rate and paid for it in cash. I'm building up food and water reserves. And I'm fixing things on my own. I practice Japanese with my family, and I'm also practicing Spanish and Chinese. We are remaining a one-car family and increasing our use of other transportation. And I'm building the todolisthome.com website and providing useful content. I've published 3 things to do for a better life, and other books and videos are coming soon. Keep coming back to todolisthome.com for more. What you do with your time and money as America's debt weighs it down will determine how well you and your family will live in the future. The books and resources at todolisthome.com can help you determine how to begin the necessary preparations. Learning how to grow a garden is a great first step. That's it for today. Now go and prepare for the future of the American national debt.